Hi, this is Steve Mentz, the curator of Lost at Sea. I'd like to begin our audio tour by looking at the cover image of the Mariner's Mirror. This was a famous Dutch atlas that was translated into English and then published in London in 1588. The reason I think it makes a great image to start the tour with is because it combines so many different tools and technologies of maritime orientation. What we see on the cover of the mirror is a whole host of ways to find oneself on the boundless and changing ocean. If we start by looking at the upper right and upper left-hand corners of the page, we see the tools of celestial navigation. On top, the quadrant, then the astrolabe, and then the cross staff, all of which were tools that were used to measure the height of celestial bodies, and then that information could be used to compute one's latitude. As we go down to the middle of the page, we see two mariners holding sounding lines, which were also called lead lines, that were used to measure the depth of a particular place in the ocean. Farther down, we see the magnetic compass and the geometer's compass, and then in the bottom center of the page, we see the sailing ship itself. In total, we have a full array of different technologies and tools for finding oneself at sea. That's a great way to think about what this atlas provided for its early modern readers, and also a great way to think about the exhibition as a whole, that it provides for you, the modern viewer, a compilation of tools and habits of thought that together comprise early modern strategies for oceanic orientation.